Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. It's so encouraging to work one's way through one of the Gospels because from time to time it means that you're going to face issues that otherwise you might not readily face. And Jesus, here in the beginning of Mark chapter 10, is going to take on the Pharisees in the matter of divorce. People do have different questions, and of course one of the things that Jesus always was discerning with the Pharisees was the degree to which their question was serious. In other words, were they asking something just to trip him up, or did they have a genuine concern about the issue? And sometimes there was a genuine concern, and sometimes they weren't bothered about the issue at all. Anyway, the question is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Now, in some ways, you know, it's really strange the Pharisees asked that question. They knew the law. They knew what Moses had said. Why are they asking the question? And Jesus takes them back to the law. He said, well, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away. It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote to you this law. In other words, there's fuller explanation in other parts of Scripture, but what the Bible is saying is there is an allowance for divorce, but it's not God's best. It's there because human nature is frail and people make bad choices, they make bad decisions, they get themselves into a mess. And basically there is an allowance for that. But an allowance for it doesn't mean it's good. It doesn't mean that's the best. It doesn't mean that's what God wants. And in fact, what Jesus does, which is wonderful and typical, is that rather than spend now quite a lot of time on divorce, he talks about, well, what was marriage actually all about? And he says it's part of God's creation. God made them male and female. A man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. The two will become one flesh, no longer two, but one flesh. Who God joins together, and let no one separate. That's what marriage is meant to be. That's what marriage is all about. And if we are living our lives under the lordship of Christ, and if we're looking to make decisions with his help, with his wisdom, with his discernment, then we will enter into that which is best. When they're in the house, the disciples ask Jesus about this. Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery. I think that the disciples, although they never questioned Jesus with the Pharisees around, I think they're sometimes saying something like this. Is that not a bit harsh, Jesus, how you just put that? Isn't that a bit unfair? Is it a bit cruel? And that's where Jesus will always come back and say, no, you need to understand the seriousness of divorce. It's not just leaving one woman and taking on another. It's about a joining. It's about an intimacy. And in fact, if you have truly committed yourself and if you've been intimately joined with someone, you are now linked with them for life. And you don't just go and find someone else. Strong words from our Lord Jesus Christ, and words that he did today would cause a tremendous amount of tension and aggravation. People think, why, I've just made a mistake. Why can't I just put it right? Jesus is very clear. Divorce is not on God's agenda. It may be allowed, but it's far from his best. We must pause. We're going to have some worship. My good friend Patrick will join me to talk a little bit more about this subject after some worship.
vastness of the universe, the wonder of your grace for us, Creator God, amazing love, the stars proclaim the majesty of God. He sent his Son for me.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come to talk to Richard further about these verses from Mark chapter 10. So, Richard, divorce, a difficult subject at any time, and it was clearly a difficult subject in Jesus' day. And here were the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, coming to Jesus and asking him questions about it. But perhaps not so much wanting to know an answer, but more to test him out.
That very much seems to me where they were coming from. And Jesus responds quite strongly. I mean, we would never say rudely, because Jesus always handled himself absolutely perfectly. But he's pretty blunt with them. Mm. And he didn't want a lot of truck and a lot of beating around the bush, so to speak. He got to the point. He said, "Your hardness of heart, that's why there is an allowance for divorce. It's not because it's a good thing and it's an option as such. It's a response from God to the hardness of heart of human nature.
So his focus seems to be more on the importance of marriage. He quotes this this phrase, doesn't he? What God has joined together, let not man separate, which is a phrase which has come down to us even today in the marriage service.
Yes, I think that though we want to have compassion and an understanding of marital breakup and some of the reasons for it and so on, I think we must be pro-marriage. We must see that Jesus is saying this was part of the creation principle. That's his kind of bedrock. He says, he goes right back to the beginning. This isn't a kind of a idea tossed in as an afterthought. It was there in the planning, even as the world was planned and put together. It was in God's plan that a man and a woman should be joined in marriage.
What should the Christian attitude be to people who are divorced and maybe have subsequently remarried? I mean, you talked about compassion, and Jesus was obviously compassion was a key quality of Jesus, and presumably one that Christians should try and follow.
I think it's very hard to give a general answer. I think that there are just so many different circumstances. If you wanted to talk about a woman who's being beaten on a regular basis by her husband, I think you would view that situation differently to someone who cannot control their sexual urges and wants to have loads of people to sleep with. They're not the same. The result in terms of divorce is the same, but you cannot say that the road that leads to it is the same. So I think we have to be very careful. But again, think about it from this point of view. What do you want your young people to grow up to understand? What do you want your teenagers to grasp about relationship? And though we understand things don't work out, there are problems, there are situations where divorce happens, we must never, ever give the impression, well, marriage isn't really important then. We must always emphasize the purity, the validity of marriage as the Bible teaches it.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at Mark's Gospel in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.